Hello, here we are again.
Welcome back to Will You Accept This Roach, the podcast where we get stoned and we watch Bachelor in Paradise.
We're watching it. We're on episode 12.
Oh my God. And tonight is a twofer for us, which means that we're doing two episodes back to back. So we're like,
we're going to get really stoned.
Yeah, we're already a little bit stoned.
We're going to get more stoned.
Oh my God.
We're 11 minutes into the episode.
Yes. And we're getting like some serious Notebook vibes from Kate and Logan. So Kate and Hayden come back from their date, and Kate says a bit of a red flag statement. She's like, you know, Hayden's nice. He has a lot of money.
Basically, like, he owns a company, and he has six figures to lying around for his dog. So
he's loaded.
He's loaded. And he has some qualities I look for in a man, and I'm like, what? You literally don't even like him.
Yeah, she's like, his personality's horrible, but he's super rich.
She said, I carried the date, is what she said.
Yeah, and which I'm like, she basically did.
She's obviously not into him.
Yeah, but she's into the money. But then she's like, but you know, Logan and I have a real connection and stuff. And I was like, okay, yes, okay. You do.
So then they go talk.
And they like, you know, as they're talking, it starts like raining
and they're not getting out of the rain for some fucking reason.
Yeah, I bet the producers told them to stay in the rain. Of course.
They were like, don't you dare move.
Don't you dare move. We are doing this notebook.
A notebook style kiss.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yes. So that happened. But yeah, so like, you know, they're like, you know, he was basically like, you know, I wanted to respect you and everything, but no, I didn't want you to go. I did want you to stay. I want you to stay with me.
And he's like, I thought your mind was made up. And she's like, no, like you should have told me not to go. And it's like, why do they all fucking do this?
Yeah, I know. I'm like, oh my God, seriously.
The key gameplay in Bachelor in Paradise is do not let your woman go on a date.
Yes.
And I know that that's not respectful to women, but it's still what they all want.
They all want their men to force them to do things.
Yeah, they don't. For them, a man that says no, don't go on a date with someone else. I mean, I understand to a degree if somebody's indifferent to you going on a date with someone else.
Yes, that would hurt, and that's kind of what Logan was.
Yeah, indifferent is not okay. But I think what Rodney said was perfectly fine. Like, I really don't want you to go, but like, if you really want to, I won't stop you.
Yeah, like, exactly. That was like mature and perfect.
Yeah. Rodney's just perfect, and I feel like, I don't know what's gonna happen to Rodney.
Oh, Rodney.
Don't know what's happening to Rodney. Oh, no. I don't know. We're gonna keep watching. Okay.
So we're doing the rose ceremony or the cocktail party right now. So some people are wearing some dresses. Yeah.
Bachelor fashion.
Fashion. I do not like Shanae's dress. It has like this weird strap. That's one strap. It's green. It has like, it covers one boob and then the other boob. It's weird.
Serene?
No, Serene has the big hole in the middle.
Yeah,
and
they're all wearing kind of
interesting
dresses.
They're all weird.
Brittany's wearing a dress that is really fucking weird. It looks like a napkin. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it does look like a
green napkin.
A green napkin.
Aaron
has a cool like leopard shirt.
Well, it's a black shirt, but the inside collar is leopard.
Yeah.
And the inside cuffs are leopard, so it's like a tiny hint of it, and I'm like, that's a cool shirt.
A hint of leopard.
Oh my god. Genevieve has like a kind of white dress that I thought was nice, but I actually don't like it.
Yeah.
It's got two double straps. It's kind of weird, unnecessary.
Yeah. And I don't like underwire as a look in dresses. Like it has like a very prominent underwire, and I'm not here for it. But yeah. And now like onto the stuff is that like Aaron and Genevieve are like talking, and then Aaron was like, you know, like after yesterday and this whole argument that we had, and I told you that I was in love with you, I misspoke. I was like in the heat of the moment. I am in love with you.
Yeah. And it's such an Aaron fake out. Yeah.
It's such an Aaron fake out.
I literally thought he was like, that's not true.
I mean, I was like, that was a solid, like, jump up the staircase of love.
Yeah.
Like,
and then they said, I love you to each other and kissed.
Yeah. So they're good. They're good. They're crazy and dramatic, but they are good. Yeah. And then, but now Kate is like,
Kate will not stop talking all the time. Like, there's all this edited together footage
of
her talking to all the girls about, like, just bashing Logan for being young and not having money.
Yeah. So she's like,
all of a sudden,
I'm like, holy hell, Kate, like, this is crazy. She's just like, And she keeps on saying, my sister in Christ, I'm 33.
My sister in Christ, I'm 33. And she's, okay, so that would make Logan 26.
Yeah, and apparently Logan has, like, two roommates, and he's 26, and she wants somebody who's established.
And he's a personal trainer. And it's like, sounds pretty normal for a 26-year-old.
He does.
Yeah, like, most 26-year-olds don't have, like, a mortgage and own their own companies. Like, no. So Hayden's obviously a bit older.
And rich.
Yeah, but it's like, Kate, see, I understand on the one hand, Kate being like, I actually would prefer to date somebody with some means because I am the age I am. I live a lifestyle. I don't want to be the breadwinner. I get that.
I get that.
But the way she says it is
very mean.
She's being mean to Logan unnecessarily, even though, like, he is not in any kind of unusual position for a 26-year-old.
No, no. Like, he's doing all the right things. And yeah, like, it's also just sort of weird. Like, I just think the whole, like, going after a guy for the sole purpose of money
It's just obviously not gonna go anywhere.
It's not gonna go anywhere. It's like, if you guys have no connection, if he has the personality of a really weird dude who's obsessed with his dog, yet narcissistic enough to leave his dying dog behind to go on reality TV.
She talks to Hayden and she gives him a ball for Rambo.
Yeah, and makes him fetch it. And I was like, this is so cringy. So weird. And she's like, I don't know what I'm going to give my roast to. Like, after, like, her and Logan have, like, the most romantic, rainy makeout in front of everybody on the beach. And Logan's, like, riding this confidence. But right now, he's not really approaching Kate. And I don't know why.
Yeah, he's not approaching Kate.
Like, it's like he thinks he's got it in the bag. But, like, go approach your girlfriend.
I know. And then Kate goes and talks to Hayden. And she completely, like, tries so hard to be the engaging one in the conversation. Yeah. You can tell that
she's,
Hayden,
like, really pushing.
Hayden doesn't really try much, and that's the weird thing. Like,
no.
But, like,
she's the one kind of carrying everything.
She is. She's just like, that was a fun date. We did this, and he's like, yep. And I'm like, what is she, like, besides the money, what does she see in him? Like, he doesn't even seem into her.
Yeah, she really, I think it's just the money.
It's so weird. It's she just can find the money. Another rich dude. Like, it doesn't have to be
like,
this dude.
There are rich people with nice personalities out there.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't know what's gonna happen.
Oh my God.
30 minutes in.
Oh no, and it's Sad Rodney. Oh my God, Sad Rodney.
So he's just like, he's telling Eliza, he shoots his shot.
Like, you in big are time. Like,
who I see as my future fiance.
Like I want to spend my life with you. I can't imagine doing life without you. Like, I want you. You're the only one I want. Like, he is in.
Yeah, he can't do anything more.
And Eliza agrees with him.
She's just that's all I needed to hear. Great.
It's going to be so great. And they were, like, making out and all this stuff. And it just seems like all's well. And Rodney all's and Eliza, until she goes and sits down with Justin. And then they start making out.
And I'm like, I don't really know what Justin's doing better than Rodney, to
I
be
don't
honest.
Understand.
Like,
I
mean, obviously, Justin and Eliza seem to be into each other. But I just don't really.
I think maybe Eliza enjoys the attention that Justin's giving her.
I think she really likes that.
Yeah.
I think the fact that he came back just for her.
Yeah.
Which is bizarre that someone even gets the chance to come back. After they, like, basically,
they're here, like, for the drama.
It's just weird.
The producers care about the drama.
I'm sure, like, Justin left and they were like, what, you wanted Eliza,
come back.
Like, it's kind of crazy.
Oh my god. I'm not so enough for this to happen.
Like, Kate is about to choose between fucking creepy Kyle and Rambo, and I'm just like,
I know,
what's she gonna do?
I know, I didn't realize this would be such a thing. And I guess yes, money is a huge deal, but spending the rest of my life with somebody I loathe, because
money? Like, no,
yeah,
no,
that is not, that is a recipe for disaster, my friend. Like, what are you thinking? Come on.
That's just really
weird. My God. And what happens if, like, maybe he, like, loses millions of dollars in investments
and you're just stuck with
his
shitty personality?
Oh my God.
Like, oh God. Yeah, I don't see it between them at all.
Come on,
Kate.
Beauty is fleeting and money is unpredictable.
I mean, at the same time, though, even though she really likes Logan, if all she can think about right now is that he's 26 and has two roommates and she's 7 years older than him, that is actually a valid enough reason to not want to be with him.
That's true. She's sort of pointing out that they're in different places in life.
Yeah, they really are in different places in life. Yeah, and those things won't change.
They will change eventually. Like, he will grow.
That's true.
You know,
just not immediately.
No.
And if she wants someone more established now, it makes sense that maybe he's not her guy, But fucking Hayden is definitely not.
No.
So, I don't know, though. Maybe, like, have we even seen him kiss or anything? We've seen, like, nothing.
No, they haven't them. Kissed. No.
So, I'm like, why would she choose him? It's just kind
of
weird.
Because of money.
I know, but, like, wouldn't it be crazy if she chose him right now? Because she, like, Logan's just like, what do you mean? We just profess our love to each other in the rain.
Yeah. Like, why would you yeah, not like we me? Made out on the beach and everybody saw us. Like, I, oh my God.
I would be, I, th- oh I'm my sorry, God. But if
I
she.
I hate to use the word, but I would. Blindsided.
I was just gonna say.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
This is
oh
the
my God.
Only time I actually feel like the word blindsided would be highly appropriate.
Yes, this is highly appropriate.
Situation.
Yeah,
like,
because she,
I would be
oh
fucking
my God.
Blindsided.
Well,
by
except
this.
For like everybody else, because she's literally talked to every single other person on Paradise about her. Like you know, my sister in Christ. I'm 33. Like, you know, she's talked to literally everybody else. So like. The only person who's going to be blindsided is Logan.
That's true. No one's going to be blindsided.
Oh,
she doesn't know.
Kyle.
She doesn't know that he does no. that like he doesn't know that she doesn't like poor
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
He doesn't know that yet.
Oh my God.
Oh
my
God.
Oh
my God.
Oh my God. This is
amazing.
Oh my God.
And the twins are staying because Shanae and Florence both chose the twins.
Yeah.
So we know Jacob's leaving now.
Yeah.
And we don't really know who else is leaving. But four men are supposed to leave.
Yeah.
We still don't know what the fuck. I feel like Alex might leave just because, like, we haven't even seen him in the last two episodes at all.
Oh, my God.
I feel like Andrew will probably get Jasenia's, even though we've seen nothing between them whatsoever.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just, like, maybe a friendship rose. I have no clue.
Yeah.
But, oh, yeah, we also have to see the wild card of the whole Eliza, Rodney, Justin thing.
Oh,
like,
my
oh God.
God. Oh, my God.
I feel like she's going to send Rodney home.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm not going to lie.
I'm so nervous.
Just because she hugged Rodney and kissed Justin. So.
Yeah.
And I see
and
everyone.
She,
crying
she, yeah.
So I'm like, everyone's obsessed with Rodney, so I feel like if he leaves, that'll be like a
I think
reason
that's
people
it
might cry.
I think that's it,
yeah,
because yeah,
you
oh
know how they get
God.
All emotional when people leave,
yeah, oh
especially
my God.
Someone like Rodney who they're
Rodney.
Like in love with.
Oh my God,
oh my God,
fucking Rodney.
Oh my God. What's gonna happen? Who's Kate gonna choose? Are we about to be blindsided?
Are we about to be blindsided?
I would be blindsided.
I would be blindsided. Oh,
oh
my
God.
God, oh my God, oh my God.
Okay,
so the rose ceremony is over,
it's
and holy
over.
Hell.
And we're 46 minutes in.
So, yeah, so Kate picks Logan, but it is a weird pick. Like, she's like, I want to give you this rose, but I'm going to need more from you.
Yeah,
can
she
you
said, like,
do that?
Yeah, she's like, we have something strong, but I'm going to need more. Can you do that?
Yeah, and he's
and
like,
he's like, yes.
And like,
like,
and everybody in, like, the ceremony is just like, fuck.
And his interview, he's right. He's just like, normally when you give someone a rose, you tell them like why you feel so strongly about them.
Yeah, how much you like
why
them.
Why you like them. But that just
yeah.
seemed like Kate doesn't like me. Like,
yeah.
I don't really get
I
like what
like,
I did
I
wrong.
I feel disliked by Kate.
Yeah,
and
I'm like, good
like,
point, man. Good
yeah,
point.
Like it is a good point because like he didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah. And
oh
like
my God.
He's not even aware of like how she feels about him
no.
not being rich.
No,
I just,
I'm,
you know
I'm,
what I mean?
I'm not liking Kate
yeah,
anymore.
She's just being
like,
a little weird right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Not emotionally mature.
Yeah, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, like,
man.
Holy hell. And,
so,
and just, I don't know, it just
yeah.
seems very superficial, but
Eliza
anyway.
Chooses Rodney.
She does.
I thought she was going to choose Justin.
Yeah,
like,
but
for real.
Then she, like, walks Justin out to the black SUV of death, and before he goes and descends into hell, he, like, tells her, like, you know, you have to do what's best for you, and you have to follow your heart, and, you know, I support that, and, you know, like, you're doing the right thing, and Rodney loves you. He's crying in the car, and then Eliza's crying and she's sad and I'm like okay but yeah like all is right in the world but Eliza's sad.
I mean yeah that,
yeah.
that can happen though.
Yeah,
I do understand her being sad.
Yeah. So Hayden goes home, Jacob goes home, both of the twins stay,
both of the twins stay.
Alex goes home
and so does
Justin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah.
That's it.
We don't
wow.
see Alex at all. We see him briefly leave.
Yeah.
He's just gone. Him and Victoria's just done.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, we didn't see anything more. We
I
just
know.
Saw that her and Johnny were like glued at the hips.
Yeah.
So.
After she gave the rose to Johnny at the last ceremony.
Yeah.
Like, you never even saw her and Alex talking.
No.
Like, ever again.
No.
It was just
that was the
done.
End of that.
There was supposed to be so much drama about him staying. Aww. But like, obviously there was nothing.
No, there was nothing.
Because obviously the producers made Florence pick him. Like there was
yeah.
no other reason why she would have.
Yeah.
And they were hoping drama would happen, but obviously there wasn't any.
No, there
like,
wasn't. But I mean,
Alex
there was
just,
plenty of drama.
No, but I mean, from
yeah.
that point on,
yeah,
we,
yeah,
thought,
yeah,
we
yeah.
thought that, you know, there would be
yeah.
a big deal with
yeah.
Alex staying for longer, but like,
yeah.
we never even saw them interact.
Yeah, so it was very clear that, like, once Victoria chose Johnny, she was all in on Johnny, and that's all she wanted.
Yeah.
So. I mean, that's good.
That's good.
I like that sort of consistency. It's nice.
I know something, though, and I'm not going to say.
Don't say anything.
I'm not going to say, but I know something, and I wish I didn't, but, like, because I really wish I could have just been
surprised.
This is
the downfall of the stoner schedule. Oh, my God.
The stoner schedule and the socials. Like, stop fucking giving shit away. I'm so over it.
Oh, my God.
Stop.
Oh, my God.
Stop it.
Oh, my God. Stop.
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 Hello.
Ooh, boy.
Hello.
Welcome back to our podcast.
Welcome back.
Oh my God. Oh my God. So like,
holy shit.
Well, yeah, we just saw some intense drama. We should do a very brief overview of Michael and Danielle's date. It was really cute. Wells basically hosted them in this little town in Mexico and they rode around on donkeys.
But it was a classic like Wells date where he sneaks up behind them constantly and shows up everywhere. Yeah. This is a thing that's happened
like,
several times.
Here's some tacos. Here's some bananas.
Here's some drinks. Hats. Like,
yeah.
And it's always like what? Like it's always the guy on the date who's just like, "What is going on here?
I
want some alone time on my date."
I know, right?
Anyway, whatever. It's Michael and Danielle. They're into each other.
They're into each other. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
But now, holy hell.
Eliza is crying her eyes out. Since last night, she's been actually regretting sending Justin home.
Yeah, like, Rodney is celebrating. He has no idea what's happening.
He doesn't know that she's literally been crying herself to sleep.
Yeah,
like,
so she's, like, having regrets about it.
Eliza,
oh,
actually.
My God.
I mean, I feel like Rodney is gonna get, like, heartbroken.
Yeah,
I
Rodney's
really feel bad
about
Eliza.
I feel bad for both of them.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
I think
man.
Eliza might leave and Rodney might then leave. Like,
yeah,
I'm
because
sure he would never stay.
No,
if she
no,
left,
there's nobody else here. So.
Wow.
Oh no.
Oh, guys. Maybe that's why everyone's gonna cry.
I bet that's.
I
it.
Knew they're all
it.
Gonna cry. They all have some
that's
reason
it. That's
that they're
the
just
crying.
Gonna start crying.
Oh my God.
And we are at 1 hour, so like, I don't know what's gonna happen.
We don't know, guys.
Guys, we really hope.
Oh my God.
But I need something else to happen in this episode.
Yeah,
like,
I do too.
We have 23 minutes left. Yeah. I feel like maybe Eliza, Rodney exit. Okay, fine. But what else is happening? Who else is coming down? I know one person who's coming down, but I want to know who else is coming
down.
Oh
my God.
Is there anyone
God.
Coming down anymore
who
at this
knows?
Stage? After this one person that I already know about.
Okay.
Fuck!
Why did you do that? Why did you do that?
I'm trying to torture you a little
oh my God.
Bit without telling you.
Sorry, I'm sneezing.
But like,
weed makes me sneeze.
Weed makes Jesse sneeze. We're actually drinking a weed drink as well.
Yeah. It's like been sitting in my fridge for ages because we thought we were going to do edibles.
Let's talk about it. Where is
there
it?
There was the bottle.
It's in the basket.
Oh, okay.
There it is.
It's a bottle. It's a
bottle.
THC drink. The logo says Summit THC Citrus Water. It has 2.5 milligrams of THC in it. It's very weak.
You can go to a store and buy these.
Yes.
And many other types.
I bought it at either Tokyo Smoke or James North Cannabis.
James North Cannabis is amazing, by the way. Can I just shout out to them
right
now?
Yeah.
Nick,
man.
Yeah, I was having, so I bought like just a vape pen cartridge battery whatever thing.
Yeah.
And it kind of like broke and it stopped working. And I just went there and they were just like, oh, here's a new one. Like, no questions asked.
Wow.
I was like, do you need to see my receipt? And they're like, no, if you said you bought it here, then like, I'm sure you
did. We believe you.
And here's a new one. And sorry this happened. And I'm like, whoa, you guys are. James North Cannabis is very cool.
We
is it
love
James
them.
North Cannabis or James Street Cannabis?
I think it's James Street Cannabis.
Yeah. I think.
Yeah.
Whatever. They fucking roll.
But it is located on James Street North.
Also a very beautiful store.
Yes.
Like, really
beautiful.
Like the decor.
Really.
Like,
and they have a fantastic selection of pipes and bongs. Like,
they have
really
a nice selection.
Weird, cool designs.
And they have a lot of different types of weed and a lot of different types of cartridges.
I'm hype there. I bought Cthulhu there.
You bought Cthulhu there.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I've bought some smaller things.
Yeah.
like a
oh
vape
God.
Battery and
oh
like papers and cartridges.
I got a really nice vape pen battery from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're a good place. We love
good place.
Oh my God.
That was the best.
That was kind of amazing.
That was...
Like, so
holy
so,
shit!
Eliza tells Rodney she's basically leaving to go find Justin.
Yeah, so she realizes that she made a mistake and that she wants to be with Justin, so she's dumping Rodney. So she's leaving, and then
to be honest,
you know,
I'm glad she's gone because I think, I find her voice really fucking annoying.
Well,
I
just
find her voice
found
annoying.
Her
that's it.
Like approach to relationships to be very immature and not healthy.
I don't really, yeah, yeah. In the beginning, yes, yeah. I agree, but I'm also just wondering, like, what it is about Justin she just liked more than Rodney. Like,
I don't understand it.
And it's good that Justin, or sorry, Rodney was like, why do you like him better? And then he said, actually, don't answer that. It's good that she doesn't answer that. Yeah. Then, like, whatever she says, he's just gonna, like,
he's gonna overthink stew and, on, yeah. And yeah, like, all no this stuff. No real point. Yeah, no real point. And then, you know, he's like, goodbye, Eliza, I wish you all the best. And they shimmies off of the bed.
Oh, and then she shimmies and then, off the bed. It's and then, so awkward.
And then he goes
it's
up
so
the
funny.
Stairs and, like, tells everybody everyone. Sees him and everybody just starts crying. And,
everyone
like,
starts crying.
Everybody
like, a lot.
Is sobbing. We're it is like. It's like wow. They're at a funeral.
Yeah, it felt like
it's,
a
it
like
felt
funeral
like a funeral.
Vibes.
Like
funeral
it was just like
vibes.
Everybody's just sobbing and crying sobbing. And like, you know, Rodney's the best
Rodney,
person and he deserves
Rodney.
The best. It's like Brandon was like everyone
like
fell in love
it.
With Rodney except for the one who he loved the most.
Well,
oh my god.
Precious.
Precious. Oh my god.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was, yeah. So everybody's just like, it is like a funeral, like RIP Rodney.
Yeah,
like Rodney
really,
could have died.
It's like if Rodney
and they
died.
Wouldn't have cried
yeah.
more.
So like we see a bunch of previews for the next episodes.
Well, first
oh,
what
first,
happens is
right.
that Eliza is like packing in her room and
oh, she's
all,
in, she's
all the girls go and console her. Yeah. And she's like, and they actually kind of encourage her. They're like, look, if you didn't feel that way, like, go after Justin, like, go yeah. and see. So she, like, flies to Baltimore.
Yeah.
And like, knocks on his door.
It's a to be continued, but he's obviously
continued.
Very shocked to see her.
Yeah, he's very shocked
like,
to see
he
her.
He just has no fucking clue
yeah.
that she's coming.
Yeah.
And,
he's blindsided.
Maybe.
Oh, my God.
I wonder how
oh my
he's
going
to receive
oh my God.
This.
Yeah.
I wonder
I'm,
how he's going to
I wonder.
Receive this. But I do feel like it's a bit nuts. Like, if you get sent home on the show, you're just like,
yeah.
oh, my God, it's done. Like,
yeah.
I have to try to move on. And then just
yeah.
to be surprised, like,
oh, now my ex
later
is, yeah, you
like,
know, my ex from Paradise is now on my doorstep.
Yeah, it's just kind
of like,
interesting.
With the camera crew,
camera
of course.
Crew, of course,
oh my
yeah.
God, oh my God.
So that's how the episode ends. And then
yeah.
we see a preview, and a lot of people are crying.
And two more women end up on the beach.
Yeah, so someone who I don't really remember potentially wants to take Creepy Kyle out,
mm-hmm,
which
mm-hmm.
I don't fucking understand why everyone wants to take him on a date.
I don't
he's
understand.
He's been on, like, four at this point.
Yeah.
It's super weird.
Creepy Kyle's the hot commodity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's weird? You know how I always say that I don't like to see established couples go on the dates because it's
yeah.
boring?
Yeah.
I actually would like to see Genevieve and Aaron on a date because they have
I
never been.
I would, too.
I
would, too. I
would
love to
see them
the
talk.
Chaos.
Yeah. But I also
want to
see
them have a
talk
conversation.
About shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
They've had, like, no serious conversations that we're
no,
very
I want them
of,
to
like,
talk about, like, what city will we live in? And, you know, and what is your work
how
situation
do you feel
like?
About
what are your
James?
Career?
He's actually my familiar.
Oh, my God.
So,
oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah, like, we just need to know that.
Yes.
Like, what are their conversations about?
Oh, my God.
But anyway.
Oh, my God.
We know that, yeah, some girl comes down to take Creepy Kyle on a date, and then this girl who was potentially in Clayton's season, but maybe
I
went home.
Yeah, I don't
night
remember
or second night.
Her. Yeah,
I do remember
yeah.
her. I remember her face.
I remember
sure.
her face, but I don't remember her name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
And this other girl comes down for Andrew.
Yeah.
But who is it again? Now I can't remember.
I don't know.
Someone comes
Blonde?
Down. Some girl. I don't
yeah.
even remember who.
Yeah, so Jasenia's upset.
I didn't even know that they had a real thing. Like, yes, she's given him a rose twice, but we...
No, they've definitely had a real thing. We just don't get screen time of,
that's
like, the
true.
Established couples because it's boring.
Yeah, but maybe they're particularly boring because we've not really seen them
yeah.
much.
Yeah, we really haven't, but we do know that they're together.
Right.
But, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, and then the other thing that we see is that of all the people who show up on the beach, Rachel and Gabby.
Rachel and Gabby show up.
Rachel and Gabby. And
I'm
like, well, I'm they're
like,
both
oh.
single.
They're both single now.
Yeah.
Well, actually not now because
yes.
at the, no, but at the
oh.
time this was being filmed,
Gabby
was
still
with Eric.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. You're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that was only confirmed as over very recently.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
we
my
know
God.
Rachel's single. I
yeah.
don't know if they're there to take people out on dates or just hang out.
Who I don't even
it's kind
know.
Of unclear.
Well, it's weird for them because, like, there are, like, other, like, a whole bunch of the people on the beach are from Rachel and Gabby's season.
Yes.
So that's...
And Creepy Kyle sees them and he's like, oh, there's five of my exes on this beach.
Yeah, great. There's five of my exes on this beach.
I told you that I identify with Creepy Kyle.
I know.
Like,
I know. And we talked about it. I was like...
I have five exes everywhere I go.
Yeah. And I'm like, you have Kyle's looks and Judy's personality. Except, like, the worst part of Kyle's looks. And I mean, that's a really awkward part of your personality.
Awkward
that's
gotta create some
scenarios. So, you know.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah, you, there's some situations out there.
Situations out there.
Oh my god, oh my god. Yeah.
But yeah, Kate doesn't seem happy about creepy Kyle potentially going on another date.
No.
And who else shows up? I don't even know.
Oh, somebody, I don't know.
I don't remember.
Becca hosts a dance party.
There's some sort of date dance thing, and Becca, we catch a glimpse of her for
a second. We see that Becca, like, former bachelorette Becca, who's with Thomas. They're engaged.
And then former Bachelor in Paradise got engaged to Thomas.
Yeah.
Or actually, no, they didn't get engaged. I think they just, like, left together.
They actually broke up, and then Thomas left, and he was, like, really, really heartbroken, and then they got back together after the season ended.
Oh, after the season ended, right? Yeah, I kind of forgot
must have,
how
like,
their
reconnected.
Yeah.
But
we have 4 episodes left. That was episode 12. I'm just wondering if one of the episodes will be an after the final rose situation.
Oh yeah, totally.
Because sometimes they skip it for Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, I hope not.
They didn't do
it
last time.
They have to do it. They have to do it.
Yeah, I would like them to do it.
Yeah.
I do like the afters a lot.
I do too.
I like the live interviews.
I love it. I love
the
awkward interaction. And I love, like, you know, the, like, now this is the first time you're seeing your ex in X number and so many months, and now let's put you together on a couch and make you talk about
it. Yeah, it's awful.
Oh my
god,
and
I love it. And
it's
they
so
didn't
wonderful.
Do it last time, and
I
know,
right?
One episode is that.
I do too. Yeah. I do too. I
out
would
of
be
the 4
here
that are
for
left.
It. Yes. Yes.
Well,
that was fun.
We stoned.
It was
stoned
a good
now.
Night. We achieved what we wanted
we
to achieve.
Did.
Stay stoned, motherfuckers.
Stay stoned. Stay tuned for our next episode.
Yeah, whenever we put it on.
Bye.
Bye.